the Appenzells are a very small, short people, and their dancing is, to the eye, very conservative, though when you try it, you're actually spinning very quickly. They take tiny, tiny steps. It's because they're so small that their feet have about 2 inches left in the shoe, and they don't want to step out of them. Or so they tell me. So this next tune is called Der Gsatzlig. It's for heavy women after they've had enough beer that they don't want to hop anymore, so they sort of scoot across the floor. Again, that Appenzell style.
A big hand for Bruce Bettler. I'm going to get Woody Simmons up here. Maybe you can take the Melvin Wine throne here. All right.
Well, you noticed Melvin Wine wearing a hat today. This hat I have on, my belonged to Melvin. He sent it to me a couple years ago by Boone Salisbury from Portland, Oregon. Well, Mason's his right name, but I was raised up with him. We call him Boone Salisbury. So this old hat's helped me out a lot. Melvin left a lot of good tunes in it. I'm going to play you an old tune here I learned from Edden Hammonds. He's an old-time fiddler, and I asked him to play George Washington March, and he said he'd play it for me, but he wouldn't play it for Dewey Hamrick. And he had his fiddle in a flour sack, Sunny Field flour sack, and it's sprinkling rain when we was over to Pocahontas County Fair. And we went up our pavilion, and this is the tune he played. And I played it for several years before I found out the right name of it. It was Molly put the kid along. He didn't play me the George Washington March. So that's what I'm going to play for you. George, Molly put the kid along.
Thank you.
don't have much of a fiddle to play on. I made this old fiddle back in 1974. But,
Sounds good to me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, since I'm in this kind of a tuning, which I'm tuned D, A, D, D, I'll play the Bonaparte Retreat.
Simmons. How many people were participating in Cajun Week in the last? So you've all got to hear the incredible fiddle playing of Mr. Lionel Leleux from near the Bayou Cote Tortue in Louisiana. Southwest part of Louisiana, one of the foremost Cajun fiddle players around. We've been waiting patiently for a guitar player to show up, but it didn't happen, so maybe we can... They didn't used to have guitars backing up fiddles anyway for a dance. You could just do a dance with a fiddle, right? Long time ago. Yeah, not used to it anymore. You want to play one, Mr. Lionel, and I could try and back you up a little bit.
Now this is totally different. Usually when we play, everybody get up and dance, so you're welcome to.
Thank you.
right.
Thank you.
I'll play another one. Mr. Lionel Leleux, how about a big hand?
Thank you. Now this I call Rubber Dub Dub Star, a fiddle pin. That's the Cajun way.
Is Dave Morgan in the house? No, must have left. We had one more West Virginia fiddler. I guess not. Should we go down the line again? You guys want to play one?
Is that Dave?
Margo?
I don't know what he looks like.
I don't know what... Okay, here comes Dave.
He has an accompanist with him.
All right.
They moved up. You can. They got room over
there.
Yeah. We're going to a quarter two, right? So. All right, we got Mr. Dave Morgan from Elmore, West Virginia. How about a hand?
I'm sorry.
And accompanying on with guitar, Mr. Denver Kaner from Buckhannon. How about a hand?
Good afternoon, folks. Get this microphone on here. Yeah. Certainly nice to be here this afternoon. Try to entertain as much as I can. I come down with a bad siege of arthritis this morning, which I don't appreciate very well. But they want me to more or less give you a little outline of what my world of the fiddle has been. To not to exaggerate any, about 75 years ago, when I started school, I was reared in an Irish settlement. Went to school with Irish children. And near to this old country school was an old log barn. And at noon hour in recesses, we'd sneak out and go down to this old log barn and square dance. And I'm telling you, those Irish kids loved to square dance. And they'd bring their musical instruments, such as they had, and play some old Irish tunes. And I remembered some of those old tunes through the years, and I'll make an attempt to drag out two or three of them for you. And they would dance, even if you didn't have any music, they'd pick up two rocks or two little blocks and pound them together, and they had figures that they called that went with these square dances. And over the years, I played a little fiddle, and I was in an accident and lost the use of one of my noting fingers, so I had to go back and start all over again and use two fingers to note with. And when I had to do that, I had to change the style of my bowing. So I would bow same as I was picking a mandolin. But we'll make an attempt to do two or three old Irish square dance pieces. The first one will be Peter O'Doherty's Partio. And they had a figure that went with that. And then the next one was Pigeon Wing. They called a figure called the Pigeon Wing, along with Peter O'Doherty. So we'll try to gather up this pieces of Peter O'Doherty's Party and play it for you.
We haven't
First one will be in G. G.
He pulled this out. Hold on. He pulled it out too.
Oh, well.
Let me hear it.
And I got to add this in, and it's one of the greater joys that I've had in life. Margot Blevins on the bass, she came to my home about 5 years ago with Woody Simmons, and she thought she was interested in learning to play bass tub. When I lost use of playing the fiddle, I resorted to the bass tub just as a comedy instrument, and I worked with Margot, and she was faithful, and I'm just delighted to death that she has picked up that where I've quit all.
Key of G.
G. Thank you. that old Irish tune, Peter O'Doherty's Party-O. Then they had another one, they called it the Pigeon Wing, and they had a dance called went with that, and the figure caller would blend it in with the tune, and everything in their square dance pattern all worked out right. Or at least I thought it did. And that'll be in the key of C. Hey, in the key of C. Key of C. Get squared around.
All right.